With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Three U.S. citizens imprisoned in Russia, including Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, are being released under a prisoner exchange deal. From Moscow, BBC correspondent Steve Rosenberg reports this is a significant development.
I think the takeaway for Russia is that hostage diplomacy works. And that's why I think we can expect to see more of this kind of thing. We can expect to see more prisoners in Russia, be it foreigners, be it Russian citizens, being used as bargaining chips. So, of course, a day for celebrating the release of Western citizens and Russian dissidents. But looking ahead, I think that this will possibly embolden Russia to do more of the same.
Eight Russian nationals expected to be returned to Russia, including several with suspected ties to Russian intelligence. Also at SRNNews.com, a person has been killed in a wildfire burning in the Colorado foothills as numerous blazes torch large areas around the western U.S. It happened near Lyons, Colorado. The number of Americans filing for jobless claims has hit the highest level in a year.
The Labor Department says jobless claims for the week ending July 27th climbed by 14,000 to 249,000. That's the most since the first week of August last year, and the 10th straight week that claims have come in above 220,000. Before that stretch, claims had remained below that level in all but 3 weeks this year. Weekly unemployment claims are widely considered as representative of layoffs, and though they've been slightly higher the past couple of months, they remain at historically healthy levels. I'm Shelley Adler.
And today, stocks are sharply lower, the Dow dropping over 500 points now. This is SRN News. A ministry is working to free Christian slaves in Pakistan.
Christians and other religious minorities are among the many workers employed in Pakistan's brick-producing industry, and they often work as bonded laborers. Workers are frequently denied the right to practice their religion. Christian Solidarity International is working to free brick kiln workers from debt bondage. Last year, CSI was able to repay the debts of 30 families and provide them with the means to become financially independent. Jeremy House, SRN News.
11 Nicaraguan pastors continue to be imprisoned amid a crackdown on Christian churches. Last December, the men were arrested on questionable charges of organized crime and money laundering. They were later sentenced to at least 12 years in prison. The Washington Stand reporting that efforts to free the men are gaining traction on Capitol Hill, lawmakers proceeding with legislative efforts demanding their release. This is SRN News. The feds figure parents of young children deserve a break when it comes to the cost of air travel.
The Transportation Department is proposing a new rule that would ban airlines from charging parents to sit with their young kids. Domestic and foreign carriers would be required to seat children 13 or younger next to their parent or adult guardian for free. Four airlines, Alaska, American, Frontier, and JetBlue, already seat families together free of charge. It said the proposed rule could save a family of four up to $200 for a round-trip flight. Rich Thomason reporting.
A near-total abortion ban will remain on hold in Utah after the state Supreme Court ruled that the law should remain blocked until a lower court can assess its constitutionality. With that decision, abortion remains legal in that state up to 18 weeks. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.